This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado home builders are weathering the COVID pandemic better than most. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Governor Jared Polis's ban on evictions officially ended on June 13th.
Contract negotiations resumed today between Denver Public Schools and the unions that represent its bus drivers, office, and cafeteria employees. The hourly workers want a 3% raise, but the district is offering 2%. John Adams is a spokesman for the eight unions representing support staff.
We literally have employees that work full-time and still qualify for Medicaid and Medicare from low wages.
But district officials say revenues are down and that they're concerned about taking even more money from reserves. Crews are making progress against the YMCA fire near Canyon City. The fire is 60% contained, and better aerial mapping shows it has burned just over 300 acres. That's a small increase from earlier estimates. And it's going to be hot today and warming up already this morning in that part of Colorado. 87 degrees currently in Canyon City and in Pueblo. Temperatures will get above 100 there this afternoon. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs in the 90s. Today and slightly cooler temperatures tomorrow, it could drop into the 80s for that part of the Front Range tomorrow and on Wednesday. Western Colorado staying hot with high fire danger and red flag warnings around Grand Junction today and tomorrow, and highs close to 100 degrees. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.